Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the fraud soup on the floor. How could I help you?
Yes, I got a charge on my Visa card that I do not believe that I did it.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am, I'll be more than happy to take a look into that for you. Could you verify your first and last name and mailing address, please?
My name is Helen Puffer. My address is 3846 County Route 2, Addison, New York, 14801.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see. So I do see here that you were charged for the Bytub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy, also cut out sugars and carb cravings. And it was for the chance to win a mixer in a raffle. And so have you received an email or did a survey letting you know you have the chance to win a mixer?
No. I applied and it said that I could get a mixer for $1.
So, yes, ma'am, in the terms and conditions, that is where it stated about the raffle and that you would have the Bytub while you're entered in that raffle for a chance to win the mixer. But what I
well,
can
that
do
isn't
for
the
you
way it looks.
I definitely do understand that if you were not aware or you did not understand the terms
right.
and conditions. So what I can do for you as a courtesy is a $55 refund. That is minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and do that refund for you now. It should be in the account no more than 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And was there anything else that I could do for you?
No, you said it would be $55, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay. So I'm not, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be getting anything else from this?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll take 50.